All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence and the way you move in our lives, the way you bless us, prepare us for your works. Lord, I pray that you continue to move in our lives. Help us to do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. That's a kind of new prayer, you know, do all that's in your heart, because the Lord can take us to those places. And I noticed before any time he gave me an assignment, he prepared me for it. And when that happens, it usually works real good. And Thurston can't do anything, but through Christ I can do all things.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. We stopped at verse 4 last week. It says, morning, Mary. he said, we made it to verse 4 last week, but these things have I told you. This is St. John 16, verse 4. That when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Now he's talking about the how people would put them out of the synagogues, want to kill them in the name of God, basically. And these seeds are already in the world. But Jesus also taught about the tares and the wheat. The tares, and the focus is on the tares that's sown among the wheat. And the tares are different. Their whole drive is different. And and they're here, and they have influence. So last week I talked about how sometimes anointed people can hate the anointing of others. And remember when Jesus said that a man can't serve God and money, he'll hate one and love the other. Well, that's more like rejection. But the word hate, it gets attention. He'll choose one and reject one. Some people are, they love God and they love money, but when it comes down to it, they'll choose one and they'll make their decision based on that choice. And anointed people do the same thing at different times of their lives. And I was thinking about that. I said, Lord, that sounded very strong last week, and I want some more scriptures to share with that. And he brought to my memory the third epistle of John. He said in verse 9, he said, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Now this Diotrephes was anointed, but he hated John's anointing and the other apostles' anointing, and he didn't want them around because he wanted to have the preeminence. He didn't want the people that witnessed Jesus' sin to come. And now, when you think about John, John is the one that taught love. I mean, he was one of the key disciples, apostles. And the person that wouldn't want John around, I would love to have John around. In fact, I read his writings a lot. And whenever I read Revelation, I listen to the epistles of John first and Jude. But I want all the Johns I can meet. But now, these things are in the church. It's in the Word, so it's in the church too. And in the 80s and 90s, I kept running into it. And people will reject you if you're anointed. And they will, you know, I started realizing, I said, when I preach this church, this will be the last time I preach at this church. And just as, and that would be the common thing. If I was ever invited back, it was that was unique. And for a long time, I didn't even preach. I had to just do outside work. And back in around 2001, the Lord said, I'm going to use you more vocally. And he had me to go to a church, and I did a Sunday school. And then I remember he sent me to a pastor with a word. I said, oh boy, here we go. Because sometimes it went over well,
sometimes it was correction, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't uplifting, you're doing mm-hmm. right.
Yeah. And
it was a correction in love.
And you can imagine how it went after that. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. He said, this pastor's not going to do like the others. He's going to receive the word. I said, Lord, I wrote it. I said, I want to type it. He said, go ahead and type it. And it was almost 7 o'clock, and I'm going to a Wednesday service. I said, I don't have enough time to type it. He said, yes, you do. Go ahead and type it. When you get there, you'll get there in time. I typed it, and I typed slow. And I pick. I'm not a typer. But I got it to him, and when I got there to the church, they were having a business meeting. And during the business meeting, I got there just in time as it was ending, and then he preached a short teaching, and then I gave him the word. And he didn't take it and ease it in his pocket like he was embarrassed. He read the word, and he rejoiced. Then he gave it to his wife, and she rejoiced, and then they posted it on the board.
Amen.
I said, this is good. So these seeds are in the church. They are among even anointed people. I was at, Olivia goes to special equestrians. She rides the horses. You know, they let our children with special needs ride the horses. It's down at our Indian Springs School.
Okay, I went to Tuscaloosa. There's a place in Tuscaloosa.
Uh-huh.
I go once a week to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. And I saw all the kids.
Oh, I bet she can go.
She loves it. She likes it. And she was getting to the point she didn't want to ride, but she rode yesterday.
Yeah, right.
And I saw all the kids there. They had their special needs going. And I said, Lord, I want all them kids healed. And I said, it's no problem for you to heal them and, you know, make them whole again. And then he talked to me about something about the anointing. He wants to do things like that, but first he has to have people that can carry out that anointing. Imagine Diotrephes laying hands on all those kids and God make them whole. His congregation is used to his tactics, how he didn't want John around. And the Lord did work a miracle through Diotrephes. Now they're going to think, well, whatever he does is okay. Because people can't separate the anointing from worldly ways. I mean, if a leader does it, you know, whatever he does, if he's anointed and works miracles, whatever he does is okay. That's how people were seeing. And the Lord would actually have a bigger problem. So a person like John could do it, and John walked the line. He had the character of Jesus. When Jesus was here, he was totally dedicated to God. There was no sin. There was no desire to sin. There was nothing in him like Diotrephes. So the Lord could work miracle after miracle, even creative miracles. And people knew his standard. But if people don't fix the worldly problems in their life, their anointing will be limited. Even the power that works in them will be limited as well. When he said that, he said anybody can believe me, you know, believe him for them being whole. And if the power that works in them is strong enough, it'll happen. And, you know, I about 5 years ago, I asked him, what was the power that works in him? In us, he said, it's the sum of what you believe. You sum up your faith, your doubts, your unbelief, the way you think. You sum it all up, and that's the strength of your faith. That's the power that works in you. So when we weed out the world, the power that works in us grows stronger.
Amen.
The anointing in us grows stronger as well. Because the Lord doesn't pour more oil on a person unless they're going to definitely walk the line. Because and there's no limit to how much you can be anointed. If you push the issue, I'm going to follow God and I hate the ways of the world, you weed it out, you'll find yourself doing more than you could. The anointing will automatically grow. And you'll find the Lord doing things in your life you don't even expect, even without warning. But then when that happens, walk the line even more. because to go back is not good. The anointing doesn't diminish. It stays the same. And if people work miracles and their life isn't in right, it won't be good for them. In fact, they'll quench the spirit, and that's not good. So a man like Diotrephes, he'll be limited in his anointing. He'll get people saved, healed, filled with the Holy Ghost, but his character wasn't right. So his progression couldn't go forward. Now Jesus is teaching his disciples to be like him, and he's warning them of what will happen because they walk the line. This is the attack you're going to get. The enemy's trying to push you back into a corner. He's trying to get you involved in the world somewhere. That's why he did it. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever kills you would think that he doeth God's service." Now, John was pushed out of the synagogue. He wasn't invited in the church where Diotrephes was the pastor. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 1, Peter, when he talked about his death, he talked about what would happen afterwards in chapter 2, how false prophets would arise. And Paul did the same thing in 2 Timothy chapter 2. He talked about how even some of the people in the congregation would rise up against the Word of God. So these seeds are there, and the Lord has, he can't ignore them. I didn't realize it, because, you know, at that point in my life, whatever was going on that's what I was used to. I used to wonder how come the Lord didn't do the greater miracles, and I wanted him to. I wanted to see him, but I've been in circles where even Kenneth Hagin was talked against, and I was there. Now, I listened to him on my lunch. He used to come on around lunchtime. I listened to him no matter what. But I've been to churches where they didn't receive him. And the seeds are there.
The many, many churches, not just this is the man being used to God, the many, many churches that reject the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
They receive part of it.
Part of it.
But they won't receive all of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the big
powerful
tools God uses.
Mm-hmm. And these were Pentecostal holiness churches, too.
Don't you think nowadays how people back then wouldn't receive faith message per se?
Yeah.
How a lot of people now don't receive the grace message per se. I mean,
yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
They think because you're so freely in love with the grace process, because of that you're giving people license to sin. If you listen to these ministers, most mm-hmm. of them, they're saying because of God's grace and his love, you're going to sin less. And it's true, because it does not give you a license to mm-hmm. sin.
If you appreciate the grace.
Yes.
But people who want to, now tares ain't going, they're going to take that message and mess it up. Now, you know, you have to show the balance.
Yeah, because people work sin with grace, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, like, I got to keep this or do this, and mm-hmm. that's not why God wants us to live inside out.
Right.
And Jesus took care of all of it. And the only sin that sends you to hell is rejection of Jesus. But there is places in the Bible that show, mm-hmm. as you are a free agent of God, that mm-hmm. he gives you that free will, you can harden yourself so much through sin it separates you from God. There will be a point that you know exactly what you're doing, mm-hmm. and you separate yourself completely from Jesus again, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit leaves, and you cannot be born again. Mm-hmm. Because it says once you've tasted that, you cannot be, you know, heavenly, I forgot anyway. It's saying you cannot
Ephesians
be
6.
New again.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the Bible teaches both. Like, he teaches that you can, as a free spirit, mm-hmm. a free agent of God. But you know exactly what. Sin's not.
That's
sin
right.
hardens you. It kills you.
It does.
It hurts your witness. It takes away from God. It's terrible.
It
God
is.
God hates it.
He does.
But the only sin that sends you to hell is rejection of Jesus.
And,
but there's sins that, all sins.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like practices. They'll say homosexual. Well, I can overeat. Is gluttony not a sin? Mm-hmm. I can have wrong thoughts. Did Jesus not take care of that? Mm-hmm. But there is a point, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That you can harden yourself so hard.
That you love it more.
And you got to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And the way I did, everything that was a hard case for me,
Once they've tasted, they cannot be renewed again. Mm-hmm. That's the scripture. There's several of them, too.
It's in Ephesians 6, I think.
Yeah, okay.
But I would just study the word in that area. You fill your heart with the word.
Right.
Then you have strength.
You're going to love God more.
And you don't have an appetite for it, especially if you say you hate it. Now,
yeah,
I always say that I hate the works of Satan, and I name each one. I started with pride because that's the one God hates. And I wasn't a proud person, but to kill the possibility, I said, I hate pride. I hate the way. And then I saw what pride did to me. And I said, if the Lord ever used me in a large capacity, I'd never treat people like that. I remember confessing those things. I would confess that I love people. I didn't always feel it, but I would confess it until I did, until I started laughing. And you fill up on the Word of God, and things just, Pastor Jim said that when you hear the Word of God and hear the Word of God, he said demons fall off your life.
That's good.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray. I'm bad about going overboard when there's no clock.
I guess. That's good.
All right. So we'll pick up at verse 5 next week. John 16:5. 1 Corinthians. I took my marker out. There we go. Chapter 11. God is good. He does things in order.
Amen.
And I will only hope to do the greater works and to receive the anointing to do great works. And, you know, before Jesus come back, I want to see children like that healed. And I want the church to rise up and do what it should and walk the line so God can do that. Because he will not do unwise things. He does everything he do is wise.
And you know, Pastor, this has always hit me like, because she got better and better, and your daughter's getting better and better. We don't see it right or wrong, but I don't put my righteousness or Amy's righteousness or anybody's righteousness against the Word of God. The Word of God says she's healed. Your daughter's healed.
That's right. That word, I got the word on it.
No matter what you see or feel, the truth is, the absolute truth is, she's healed.
And she's gotten to a point now, I can tell her what to do and she understands what I'm saying.
Yes, and she can swim.
Yeah, she taught herself to swim.
She's taught her own self.
Yeah. When she put her head under water, I said, she's going to swim. I took her life vest off. She went and jumped in the water, and she wouldn't wear it anymore. The pastor said that, he said, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Some things is a process. I love the process.
Yeah.
But my faith, I leave my faith on.
Right.
I said, there's no way that she'll go out like she came in. She's, you know, the Word of God is working. And I told my wife just yesterday, I said, we're going to see the hand of work of God.
Amen.
We're seeing it, and we're going to see the full manifestation of it.
And you know, I know our holiness is of God, and there's a balance there. We do right and wrong. But you know, God, the Word says God, Jesus walked in the power according to the Spirit of holiness.
Yeah.
And we're holy within ourselves because of Jesus. He's made us completely holy.
When
we
people
just need to get it in our minds and flesh, where we can operate in holiness.
When people allow the Lord to train them, then they'll do this. You can't do it with old thoughts. It's just like Israel couldn't be productive with the Canaanites in the land. They had to drive them out.
Right.
We got to, you know, the old things got to go. And this, the Word will help us do it.
Mm-hmm.
As we commune with the Lord, we'll find ourselves doing things.
Yeah.
In 1 Corinthians 11:24, it reads, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Remembering his words, his deeds. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.
A lot of people want to do these things. They just feel like they're bad at it. But when you throw yourself on the altar of the Lord, when you just throw yourself in his arms,
Amen.
You can do anything.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for all of our grand possibilities. Help us to operate in your love, according to your spirit, doing all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 That's why David was a man after God's own heart. He did everything he put in his heart to do, even though he was a scoundrel at times. He still did everything God asked him to do.
And Saul anointed him with a horn of oil. But he anointed Saul with a vial of oil.
I didn't.
I got that from Little Jim.